the King and His Subjects, February 18, Citizens of Heaven. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Ephesians 2:19. The people of God, the true Israel, though scattered throughout all nations, are on earth but sojourners whose citizenship is in heaven. The condition of being received into the Lord's family is coming out from the world, separating from all its contaminating influences. The people of God are to have no connection with idolatry in any of its forms. They are to reach a higher standard. We are to be distinguished from the world, and then God says, I will receive you as members of my royal family, children of the heavenly King. As believers in the truth, we are to be distinct in practice from sin and sinners. Our citizenship is in heaven. We should realize more clearly the value of the promises God has made to us and appreciate more deeply the honor He has given us. God can bestow no higher honor upon mortals than to adopt them into His family, giving them the privilege of calling Him Father. There is no degradation in becoming children of God. We are strangers and pilgrims in this world. We are to wait, watch, pray, and work. The whole mind, the whole soul, the whole heart, and the whole strength are purchased by the blood of the Son of God. We are not to feel it our duty to wear a pilgrim's dress of just such a color, just such a shape, but neat, modest apparel that the word of inspiration teaches us we should wear. If our hearts are united with Christ's heart, we shall have a most intense desire to be clothed with His righteousness. Nothing will be put upon the person to attract attention or to create controversy. Christianity, how many there are who do not know what it is. It is not something put on the outside. It is a life inwrought with the life of Jesus. It means that we are wearing the robe of Christ's righteousness. Citizens of heaven will make the best citizens of earth. A correct view of our duty to God leads to clear perceptions of our duty to our fellow men.